We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Lumos Networks is now Segra. Segra is proud to support the West Virginia Mountaineers, and we're proud to be investing in the future of Mountaineer Nation. Segra is one of the largest independent fiber bandwidth companies in the U.S. Our new dense fiber network provides the solutions, speed, diversity, scalability, and reliability West Virginia, the Mid-Atlantic, and the Southeast have been asking and waiting for. All across our footprint, Segra is providing customers with local attention and the fastest, most reliable fiber network in the region. Call 833-GO-SEGRA or visit www.segra.com to learn more. We are Segra. Let's go, Mountaineers!
It's time for the Mountaineer Insider Podcast. Get insight into your favorite West Virginia University teams and hear exclusive interviews. The Mountaineer Insider Podcast is presented by Segra. Segra, powering organizations of all sizes with state-of-the-art voice, data, and internet services. Now, let's go live inside our MSN studios. Here's your host of the Mountaineer Insider, Dan Zangrilli.
And hello again, Mountaineer Nation. Hope you and yours are doing well here on the MSN Insider, all presented by Segra. Dan Zangrilli in the air chair with you, and we'd like to think that we have another good pod coming up for you to keep you in the loop on everything that is happening surrounding West Virginia athletics. And we hope you have also enjoyed our programming, which has come to an end as far as our Mountaineer Memories programs. Really had a whole lot of fun putting those together, listening back to some of those old tapes. Well, the nostalgia, at least for this wave, we're going to go ahead and bring that to a close. Right now, available for download and on some of our MSN affiliates is the probably, if you boil it down and you pull a pretty good sample size of Mountaineers, they're going to say the 2006 Sugar Bowl is right at the top of the list. So that is the broadcast that is available for download. But really, all of the broadcasts outside of the NCAA basketball tournament games for copyright restrictions are available. So anything that has been produced in the old MSN days is available on our platform, many of which you're listening to right now, whether it's Apple Podcasts or Apple Watch, whether you're doing something on Google Cast, whatever. I mean, we're on so many digital platforms. If you just search the WVU platform, which you're already subscribed to, you'll be able to go back, re-listen to some of those games if you may have missed a week. So that programming note for you there. Well, coming up on the podcast, we're going to talk facilities, we're going to talk infrastructure, we're going to talk video boards. I think it's going to be a lot of fun because I think we can all agree that they are in need of upgrades and updating. The WVU Coliseum in particular, you may have seen on the digital platform some photos tweeted out, and the old boards and the LED panels are coming down, sound system being improved, and the lighting is going to be improved. So we're going to discuss that. April Messerly is the Associate Athletic Director, Facilities and Operations at WVU. Also, there's another project simultaneously going on, not the Pushcar Stadium renovation. Yep, that too. But there's a south end zone video board that is going to be replaced as well. That's the one that sits on top of the Pushcar Center. So we're going to have essentially two brand new video boards just a few years ago on the hospital side of the stadium. The one with the big GoMart advertisement up top, you're going to be able to enjoy that. Fans have enjoyed that as well on the north end zone side. But on the south end zone side, there's improvements coming there. So for this 2020-21 sports season, the fan experience is going to be changed and all for the better. And we're going to talk to April about what that all entails as far as the projects are concerned. Going on, there's so much going on campus, whether it's the Evandale campus or over at the stadium. There's just a ridiculous amount going on, and plus you factor in all the COVID stuff. It's about as crazy a time, but yet an exciting time for Mountaineer athletics. So that's all coming up here on this edition of the pod. April Messerly really breaks it all down. We'll give you some insight as to what is coming, what the boards are going to look like. We even talk Coliseum seating, because that is, too, going to be starting here in just a matter of days, where they take out the old seats. They'll be available for purchase, so stay tuned for that. If you want to own a piece of WVU Coliseum history, they've been installed since 1970, so it's a wild time as it pertains to our athletic infrastructure. So we're going to discuss it here on the podcast, because that's what's going on right now. So stay tuned. This Mountaineer Insider Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Segra.
Lumos Networks is now Segra. Segra is proud to support the West Virginia Mountaineers, and we're proud to be investing in the future of Mountaineer Nation. Segra is one of the largest independent fiber bandwidth companies in the U.S. Our new dense fiber network provides the solutions, speed, diversity, scalability, and reliability West Virginia, the Mid-Atlantic, and the Southeast have been asking and waiting for. All across our footprint, Segra is providing customers with local attention and the fastest, most reliable fiber network in the region. Call 833-GO-SEGRA or visit www.segra.com to learn more. We are Segra. Let's go, Mountaineers!
Going first is about making bold, informed decisions. It's about setting yourself up for career opportunity and success. And when you choose WVU Online, you're choosing an education from a nationally respected institution whose graduates are in demand. Enroll for your graduate or undergraduate degree today with West Virginia University Online. With hundreds of online courses, flexible start dates, and competitive pricing, WVU Online has a program for you. Check out their online degrees and certificates today at online.wvu.edu.
Welcome back to the Mountaineer Insider. Dan Zangrilli, joined by April Messerly, the Associate Athletics Director for Facilities and Operations here at WVU.
Well, April, I'm talking to one of the busiest people in the Mountaineer Athletic Department right now. So many different projects going on, and we won't get into all of them, at least not on this particular podcast, April, but I'll tell you, two of the more exciting projects where fans are certainly going to be able to notice, hopefully come this fall sports season and into next basketball season, are new video boards, right? It's a whole lot of fun. Fans have wanted to see improvements. They're finally going to get it. There's also some sound and lighting projects that are going to go on, the seats in the Coliseum. We're going to hit on all of those here in this particular edition of the podcast. First off, how are you holding up? Gosh, again, you are just absolutely going wire to wire here over these last few months.
Yeah, thanks, Dan. We have not missed a beat during our pandemic. I'm grateful to be able to still work hard, grateful to telework, grateful to still push through these projects and know that they're going to definitely be a difference maker for our fans, hopefully as we continue to open back up here.
And the fact that we are making such progress during a pandemic really does speak to a number of folks pulling on the same rope. A lot of places, you know, things are stagnant. You might be regressing in many respects. That's not the case here at West Virginia, which is really an outlier. And to that, we're very, very fortunate.
Yeah, and I give a lot of credit to our university, working with our contractors on how to stay safe and how to continue to do that. I think in Alabama, they had a couple folks, test positive for COVID down there on one of their job sites working on the stadium. Knock on wood, we haven't experienced any of that, but I give all the credit to our university for setting up some good guidelines, our state, and our contractors following those to be able to still push through and get this work done when other things have been shut down.
So, April, as it pertains, let's start inside the Coliseum. There's been some photos that have surfaced on social media. The old video board is coming down from those big suspenders and those big wires, and a new one is to be replaced. First off, let's discuss the old one and some of the limitations that it had. It's been long overdue here for a replacement, hasn't it?
Yeah, you know, usually your LED displays, if you can get 10 years, you're in good shape. And quite honestly, a lot of that is just with technology changing so quickly and being upgraded so quickly and, quite honestly, becoming more affordable, right? That's why people in our, at other institutions cycle through them even more quickly than that. But, yeah, it's overdue. And I think the biggest thing that they'll see in the Coliseum, our fans will see, is just the clarity on our new board, right? The clarity of the video and the content that you're actually able to see. It's very evident when you go to other venues during the year and then you come back to the Coliseum historically to see the difference in our video board. So we're really excited about that. I remember going over to the game when we played Ohio State over at Rocket Mortgage Arena and seeing that board. And obviously that's for the Cleveland Cavs, right? So that's the cream of the crop. But just thinking, oh my gosh, like what a difference it's going to make for our fans. So we're just really excited. We're really excited about that. The sound system is going to be updated in the Coliseum, as well as the lighting. We're going with, a sports lighting system that is LED-based. And so when you make that switch to LEDs, there's so much more capability in regard to show, right, and the pregame show and the flashing and the washing and all of those kinds of capabilities. To where we're working through all those things, but we're really excited about the difference that that's going to make for our game day atmosphere at the Coliseum.
Can you speak, April, to the logistics of the LED lighting and what that will actually allow you to do? You mentioned the show and things of that nature. I would also think that there's some cost savings long term there as well when you do put those LED lights in. But speak to both, if you don't mind.
Sure. So if you'll remember when we upgraded our lights back in 08, when we did that project, we went to the shutter system, right? So all those lights are still up there, and they're metal halide lights, and there's a shutter over them, and that's how we go to dark in our arena. With LEDs, you don't have to worry about them warming back up because LEDs are an on-off, right? And they also have color capability in them. So, for instance, if we decide that for women's basketball, for their pink game, if we want to wash the whole arena in pink pregame in honor of that game, that's a capability that we'll have. So just you'll see a lot of differences with our show. Our marketing folks are working on that already and have some great ideas. But that's a big difference that you'll see is just the versatility of an LED light, what it means, how quickly it's on and off, and you're all right, definitely the cost savings. We looked at first at doing a one-for-one replacement, and we didn't need to, right, because the LED lights are just so much better and so much more efficient than what we already have.
Yeah, and that's great to hear. If you can improve something while also being economically and physically responsible, that's a win-win for sure. The Colosseum, as far as its architecture and its construction, acoustically, it's always been a challenge, hasn't it? And the sound system is going to be improved as well. And what will fans notice as far as what they're able to hear in what is, again, a very, very uniquely constructed facility as it pertains to getting that pristine sound?
Right. So it's a big concrete space, right, with a bunch of plastic seats in it. So getting that balance is critical. And always we will work to commission that system the best we can. But knowing that you're probably not going to get fully invested in knowing what that looks like until you have that first sellout crowd, right? Because you put bodies in a space and that affects how sound bounces and reverberates. But we're excited about that new sound system as well. It's our intention for it to have a better sound distribution. You know, right now people, some of the folks that sit closer to the floor say that they can't hear as well as people that may be closer to the concourse, and they say they're getting blasted out and it's too loud. And then the people on the upper deck say, can you please cut it up a little bit? So all of that difference in technology now with what we're able to purchase and install should take care of itself for our new sound system.
April, seats are going in as well. After the before I get to the seats here, let me back up a moment here. And if you can paint a picture of the new video board, everything that I've heard and everything that's been floated out there and some of the mock-ups that we've seen, the best comparable to what is going in is that of, as I understand it, Madison Square Garden. How do we arrive at that design, that type of board, that type of taste? I know Director Lyons was heavily involved in this, so can you tell us how this board is going to look and what it's going to compare to?
Sure, and so that's the basis of design, and you're exactly right. That was Shane's request in spending some time at Madison Square Garden and looking. I mean, obviously, when we started this process with our design consultant, we looked at boards across the country and literally went through, hey, we like this on this one and like that on that one. And so we got to where, and Shane got to where he was like, I just really keep going back to the Madison Square Garden piece. Now, know that, you know, Madison Square Garden has different sponsorship obligations than we do, right? So our board won't quite look exactly like that board, but it will be very similar in theme to that board, absolutely.
Okay, and it's not a bad that's not a bad model to go after, the world's most famous arena, huh?
Right. So what you'll see is the screens, some screens that are under the board to where the folks that are sitting courtside or lower level down there closer to the court actually can look at those smaller screens under the board instead of having to crank their neck to look totally up at the big board. Just little features like that will make this experience far better for our fans.
All right, and the seating experience is going to be much better. That's going to get underway here sooner rather than later, is it not, April? We're taping this podcast here the first week of June. When are the new seats going to be taken out, and when are the new ones going in?
Yeah, so we're working on that in coordination with our seat sale. We've had great results with our seat sale, too, and owning a piece of Colosseum history. The telescopic seats down below, the ones that go in and out, which are more like the padded seats closer to courtside, they'll start being torn out here in the middle of June, and so that'll be the first piece that comes out. There's been a lot of coordination with that, right, because we just have one sort of tunnel. We don't have a loading dock. We have one tunnel that has a curve in it that's always problematic, but quite honestly, all of the video board components and the seating, the telescopic components are going to be having to share some space down there, having to be coordinated on which forklift comes down that tunnel first, right? And so we're excited about that. They're going to be demoed starting in the middle of June. And then you'll start to see our fixed seating removed around the 1st of July. That'll continue well into August. And we're excited about all of that. You know, when you think about the magnitude of how many seats there are in that arena and what that means, it's not a process where they bring them all in at once and install them. They bring certain truckloads in by day, and that's how, what they install by day, to try not to get too far ahead to where we're having to shut down the whole Coliseum parking lot because all of our new seats are sitting out there, right? So that coordination's been fun, but we're working with an established seating company that does this all across the country every day. So we're excited about that piece for the Coliseum as well.
Wow. And it sounds like, April, knock on wood, and it's all going on schedule, or maybe even a little ahead of schedule. I don't want to jinx anything, but...
Yeah, I don't know that we'd say ahead of schedule, Dan, but it is. You know, the seating company had a factory shutdown. They were out of Michigan for several weeks. We've worked through that. We're going to extend their schedule some. But knowing, you know, like I said, they'll go in and demo a section and put a section back, that kind of thing. To where, you know, for some of those fall events, it might be some old and new seats. But by the time we get to basketball season, we fully intend on that project being 100% complete.
Wow. Really, really exciting, certainly, April. And finally, let's head over to football and talk about how there's a big crane, as we speak, sitting at Mountaineer Field here, removing and putting in a new video board here on the parking lot end.
Yeah, so in the south end of the stadium, we're getting a new video board there, in coordination with our IMG funding, and that's through our sponsorship dollars. Same with the Coliseum project. Quite honestly, our seating project at the Coliseum was funded by a donor. So all the work that we're continuing to do this summer has been in coordination either with sponsorship monies or donor monies. So that's all we've been able to continue and push through. But yeah, there's a big crane sitting in the south end zone of Mountaineer Field right now, and that crane has been lifting off the various LED components from the old video board, and that crane will remain there to lift the new pieces on as well this summer.
In its scope, how much bigger is the new one compared to the old one?
You know, I don't have that information exactly. We had to upgrade the structure on the video board itself to be able to accommodate the bigger board. And not that it's so much heavier, because people will say, oh, well, you know, LEDs are lighter now, and they are, but it's more about the wind load. And how we had to reinforce that structure. So if you're used to seeing that bracing across from upright to upright, we're just able to expand across that. But we're also replacing our ribbon boards on the east and west upper deck fascia as well as part of this project. So exciting news with those as well. They'll be a little bit longer too.
Yep, fan experience certainly improved as a result of all of this, and it's going to be so exciting to see April here. And in the meantime, get some rest, will you? I mean, my goodness, you've been going again, 12, 14-hour days. It's been crazy.
Yeah, it has been, but I'm grateful, and I'm excited for, you know, all these new features and the new look to Mountaineer Game Day.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Hey, thanks on behalf of Mountaineer Nation for all that you're doing, because, listen, somebody has to do all the work behind the scenes here and head up the team, and you're right there in the thick of it.
And we have a great project team. It's been a team effort through all this, and I appreciate your time, Dan. I appreciate having me on.
Good stuff from April, and we'll wrap it all up when we return. So do stay with us right here on the Mountaineer Insider, presented by Segra.
Going First is about making bold, informed decisions. It's about setting yourself up for career opportunity and success. And when you choose WVU Online, you're choosing an education from a nationally respected institution whose graduates are in demand. Enroll for your graduate or undergraduate degree today with West Virginia University Online. With hundreds of online courses, flexible start dates, and competitive pricing, WVU Online has a program for you. Check out their online degrees and certificates today at online.wvu.edu.
Trust the climb. West Virginia football is on the rise under Coach Neil Brown.
Ellinger pressured. Stills got him down. He sacked him. Darius Stills sacks Sam Ellinger.
Join us as we do battle against the Big 12 at Mountaineer Field and Milan Pushkar Stadium.
Deep downfield has a wide open receiver. The ball is caught into the end zone. Touchdown!
Season tickets for the 2020 season are on sale now at WVUGame.com or by calling 1-800-WVUGAME.
Join Join the climb today.
Well, back here inside of the Mountaineer Sports Network studios, Dan Zhang, really glad to have you along. So by the time you hear this podcast, June 5th is the day, the deadline approaching for padded Coliseum seats. So if you wish to order a lower-level padded WVU Coliseum seat, you must do so by Friday. So in many instances, this could be today. And I do feel badly if you're getting to this podcast maybe a little bit later, if it's the 6th or the 7th. That was on WVUsports.com here for a few days. But the West Virginia Department of Athletics, in conjunction with the Mac Mountaineer Athletic Club, what they're doing is they're offering fans the opportunity to own a piece of history by purchasing the old WVU Coliseum seats. So that's pretty cool. Seats are going to be sold as is. And please note that the seats consist of only the plastic seat back and the bottom because, as you very well know, the way the seats were originally installed back in 1970, they shared the metal arm sets and bases. So that cannot be completed in the sale, unfortunately. Well, that'll just about do it here on this edition of the Mountaineer Insider. Special thanks to April Messerly for stopping by. And be sure to check out that WVU Coliseum seat sale. That'll be a whole lot of fun as well to own a piece of history. We're finally getting rid of the old seats. The new ones are coming in thanks to a great gift. We have new video boards that are coming in as well for both Coliseum and Mountaineer Field. An exciting time. Hey, we'll be keeping you updated on everything as it pertains to the return to activity here, which is coming up next week. Coaches and staff, they're going to be back getting ready to go, and then shortly thereafter, the players as well. So, some exciting times as it pertains to getting back in the swing of things, and any and all details, we'll be sure to break it all down for you right here on the Mountaineer Insider Podcast across the Mountaineer Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Going first is about making bold, informed decisions. It's about setting yourself up for career opportunity and success. And when you choose WVU Online, you're choosing an education from a nationally respected institution whose graduates are in demand. Enroll for your graduate or undergraduate degree today with West Virginia University Online. With hundreds of online courses, flexible start dates, and competitive pricing, WVU Online has a program for you. Check out their online degrees and certificates today at online.wvu.edu.
You've been listening to the Mountaineer Insider here on the Mountaineer Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. The Mountaineer Insider has been presented exclusively by Segra, powering organizations of all sizes with state-of-the-art voice, data, and internet services. And be sure to find the latest news and information on the Mountaineers at WVUsports.com. The following has been a presentation of Learfield IMG College.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.